This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
There are many ayat and a hadith that mention the magnificent impact that a small good deed can have. For example, the hadith in Sahih Bukhari mentions that the Prophet ﷺ said that if one of you gives a small date in charity from his pure wealth, a date that he wants, he loves, he's earned it, and he gives it in charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that date, and he shall plant it, and nurture it, and water it, and it will grow and grow and grow, so much so that when on judgment day you come back and you see this beautiful tree in your good deeds, you might say, oh Allah, I don't recognize this good deed. I didn't do this. Where is this coming from? And Allah will say, remember that one date you gave? Remember that one date you gave, but your heart was pure, you had sincerity, you gave it for the sake of Allah, I accepted that date and I nurtured it. I allowed it to grow until the results of it is what you are seeing here. Our scholars say that perhaps what could happen is that you feed somebody and you don't realize what happens after that. You change his life around. You give somebody $10, in reality you change his entire life. He goes on and he does something else, and all of the reward are going to go to you, and so on and so forth. One good deed is a domino effect, might bring about thousands of other good deeds, such that when you stand on judgment day, you will have good deeds, you don't even know where they're coming from, because you used every opportunity you could to spread the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the reason I'm talking about this is very simple. We see global changes taking place. We see the rise of Islamophobia. As we speak now, massacres are taking place in Palestine. 15 people were killed brutally by the IDF. 2,000 people were injured yesterday and today. This is happening right now. Major problems happening. At some level, we can't help but get depressed. At some level, it seems overwhelming. What can I do? What can I do? 7 million refugees in Syria. 500,000 Burmese people, you know, Muslims, Rohingya, being killed in massacre. What can I do? And the response is, I'm not telling you not to feel sad. We should feel sad. But we can do much good at the microcosm level. And the good that we do, we should never underestimate how it might impact other lives. We should never underestimate what might happen when that good is multiplied, accrued, when that good becomes two goods, that two good becomes four, that four becomes 16, and slowly but surely, you change one person's life. What if that next person is our next Khalid ibn al-Walid? You help one person accept Islam. What if that one person is the one person at whose hands Islamophobia will be demolished from this ummah? You don't know that. You do not know that. We see this over and over again, even in our own lives. You all know last year, that video that went viral of one of our brothers in Atlanta breaking up a street fight. You all know that video, right? One of our African-American brothers, he saw a street fight and he just walked up. He didn't know it's being videotaped. He didn't know it's going to become national news. He didn't know he will be interviewed by some of the greatest, you know, TV stars and personalities in America, and that funds would be set up in his name. He had no clue. But what he did know was that as a Muslim, he couldn't allow this to happen. As a Muslim, he intervened, not knowing that somebody's videotaping it, subhanAllah. This is what you call sincerity. Allah blessed that sincerity. He got involved, he stopped that street fight, and what happened? You all know what happened after that. That was a sign of what it means to be a Muslim. And this is the reality that we see around us. So don't feel overwhelmed at all the negative stuff. Rather, look at the positives you can do. And let those positives go their own way. It is possible, brothers and sisters, that the good that you do will not even be known to you. And that is the best type of good. You don't even want to know it. Allah knows. Allah will connect the dots and you shall get the reward and the credit. That is the ultimate good. Your job is very simple, brothers and sisters. And with this I conclude. Your job is very simple. You're not required to solve the Palestinian problem. That's too big. You're not required to solve all of poverty, all of hunger. You can't do that. No, Allah's not requiring you to take on these global challenges. Do what you can with what you have, wherever you are. That is all that Allah requires of you. Do what you can with what you have, wherever you are. That is all that Allah requires of you. Be good, be kind, be compassionate. Wherever you go, bring about that happiness, bring about that khair. Donate to people, smile in their face. Be a positive influence at the micro level. And guess what? Eventually that positive influence at the micro level will cause about a positive influence at the macro level, and that is the goal that we can strive to do. You might not know it, you might not causally link it together, but that's not your job. It's not your job to put all the dots together. Allah will take care of where the domino goes. Allah will take care of all of those causes. Your job is to spread that. Your job is to plant the seeds wherever you go. And on Judgment Day, when you come and you see these magnificent trees and you ask Allah, oh Allah, where did that come from? You will want to hear from Allah. Remember that day you did this? That's the cause of this. Remember that day you did that? That's the result of that. And inshaAllah ta'ala, if you do that, then you have succeeded. Even if the world does not see your success, Allah has seen your success.
Ya man ajabta du'a Nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhun ya man ahala an-nar hawla khalilihi ruhan wa rayhanan bi qawlika kun.